Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It costs the American taxpayers over $31,000 a year to incarcerate someone, versus just about $10,000 just to offer supportive housing. You can find these and other numbers in the homelessvoice.org. What we need is a serious investment in resources for our community, particularly in high-quality, abundant social housing, owned by the people and available to all, rent capped to a small percentage of a person's income, which will not only create spaces necessary for housing for all of our neighbors, but will also undercut and ultimately drive down the rising housing costs.
So at the city council meeting for Pensacola last week, in the open forum, public forum kind of conversation, you had, the socialists showed up. I don't know how else to say it. I'm not even being pejorative in that description. They self-described as being representing the people, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, and they want free housing or cheap housing for all on the public dime, and they want homeless people to be taken care of, which I want homeless people to be taken care of, or at least I want opportunities for them. I don't want them to be homeless. But you need to get in there and help these people and, stop using the police to harass them.
Where is the element of safety for the unhomed people in our city? Do they deserve to just die? Do they deserve to just rot in jail? We with the Party for Socialism and Liberation say no. If you want to see homelessness end, you have to provide these people with homes. If you want to see it end, you have to provide them with affordable and accessible housing. That's the solution, not policing.
Oh, excuse me, I think I did this all wrong.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola.
You have no heart.
And
that's
now,
me, Candy.
Another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
If you want to see homelessness end, you have to provide these people with homes. If you want to see it end, you have to provide them with affordable and accessible housing. That's the solution. Not policing.
You've always got to use the right theme music, and I didn't, so I apologize. 513 here on News Radio 92.3. What did you say? I'm heartless. I have no heart. I'm a horrible, terrible person. No, I just don't think that socialism is the answer. That's the issue. Another representative from the group, Charlie Dial.
Around 2 years ago, for any of you behind me who don't know, the DIB and the CRA, which are effectively extensions of city council, used our tax dollars to pay for two police officers specifically tasked with harassing and ultimately arresting our unhoused community downtown. As Pensacola's wealthiest investors continue to populate our local leadership roles, their treatment of our unhoused communities continue to grow crueler and continue to receive more funding.
Now, the one thing I really liked is it took them about 2 hours to get to it, but at the very end of the meeting, City Councilwoman Jen Brer said, y'all cops were getting kind of a bad rap early on in the meeting, and a friend of mine, Michael Kimbrell, said some things about them as well, that they are harassing the homeless and arresting people for the urban camping ordinance violations, and a friend of his, who is a very peaceful man, got charged with a battery on a Leo because, he wasn't fully compliant in getting moved off of MLK Plaza, and that he lost, a different person lost a job because they were urban camping near their work because they can't afford They can't get into a shelter, and there's no shelters close enough to the work anyway. But I appreciate that Jen Brer at the end of the meeting.
I just have to say, after all the criticism earlier, I see our community police officer out there, and I listen to his report every month, and I just hope that you recognize that we know better from what we were listening to, and we know how hard you work at forming those relationships and doing great by those people. So I just want to make a point of that, because I think that was some false info about what our officers are doing, and thank you.
The socialist showed up and didn't tell the whole truth? No, stop it. Come on, what do you mean? That's crazy talk. Back to Charlie Dial.
Running the unhoused out of downtown in pursuit of endless higher property values is not taking responsibility for the housing crisis. The people aren't dumb, and we know where your interests lie. As long as housing is a commodity that is bought and sold for profit, homelessness will remain. Those who see the basic human need of shelter as an investment opportunity will never have the people's needs in mind.
See, I just don't think that if everybody drives, you know, a Taurus, because we have the public delivery of basic necessities, that makes us all better off. Because I have seen the kind of cars that they drive in socialist countries, and I'm not convinced, in fact, I'm anti-convinced, that if you have the government delivering so-called public necessities, that what you get is better delivery of these goods. I don't look at public housing and think, man, raging success. You know, I don't look at socialist economies and think, if only we could do it that way. But these folks do. And look, you know, they're young and they're invested and they're emotional, and that's fine. And their views have a place in our public debate. And I certainly can understand in the current environment where it's difficult to afford housing and housing prices keep seeming to go up and it's harder and harder for folks. I get it. But it's not, do we have a perfect system? It's, well, would government takeover or government provision create a better system? And that's what I don't agree with. So though I appreciate them showing up and their passion, and everybody has a right to participate in government, and one of the reasons that the open forum is a useful thing is because you hear from people you wouldn't ordinarily hear from. And though I even share their concerns sometimes that perhaps the broadest swath of variety of people who are in the city doesn't get represented on the council or the commission or the state legislature. I mean, that's just true. Money does make a difference in politics, so you don't necessarily get the sort of most common denominator always represented. That's a generalized concern. But I know the members of city council, and I think they care about the poor people a lot. I think they care about the homeless people a lot. And I think they also care about the interests of business owners and residents and shop goers and restaurant eaters and everybody else. And they balance those interests in a way that these folks don't.
What we need is social housing, public housing, paid for by the people and available to all people. No strings attached.
No, I think I'm good with how things are. I think, again, the places where I have seen this tried, it's a great ad for our system. Flawed, frustrating, and troublesome though it may be. 518 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next non-government provided car, you know, in a free market where you have a lot of choices and where the choices range from the very inexpensive to the much more expensive, because that's what free markets provide, Frontier Motors can help you satisfy those demands, right? Because they have about 300 different cars and trucks and vans and Jeeps and on their lot at any given different time, the byproduct of not government-provided cars, having that kind of variety. And not to mix my politics with my Frontier ad, but hey, it's true. That's what you see is because of that result. And they have, you know, they're good prices. They're 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. The kind of car that we bought a couple of years ago because they had one that was exactly what we were looking for at a smoking deal that we weren't even trying to buy a car, but we couldn't really resist. So it was perfect for us. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Always with you, what cannot be done.
Getting a bunch of, well, a handful of texts anyway in on this topic, and somebody here says, so listen to these clips from the socialists. Am I too old to be a socialist? It seems like maybe there's an age limit of 19 or 20. Oh, man. Look, you remember when you were young.
Of course, they're all on your side.
Yeah, you remember when you were young and idealistic, yes. And, you know, you thought you had finally figured out how the world was totally screwed up, and then by the time you get to be, you know, well, a conservative, you realize that you had it wrong, and right. You know, oh man, I was.
Unless
not.
You're Colton Wright, he has been Republican since he was a
since
child.
Since he was born, he was born with an elephant behind his name.
Well, he was. Yeah.
4-3-7-16-20
I was like, I like the Exorcist too.
Note here. This is from last night, but it's worth mentioning. There was somebody had texted us and said there's a lot of police activity off Langley by the middle school at Workman. Mike Wood, the PIO for PPD, who they do a great job of. They're so proactive at pushing out information like, hey, we got this thing going on. News media would like to know about this. Here's what's happening. And basically the short version of it, they were playing a basketball game at Workman. There was a shooting outside the school. So they locked down the school. Police showed up. They're looking for a suspect. Non-life-threatening injuries to the person who was shot. Nothing going on inside the game. Doesn't seem to really be any connection between the two. We're not really sure because they haven't found the person. And they lifted the lockdown and said, go pick them up at Washington High, and that's all there is to it. I mean, just, it wasn't much of a story. And I was like, because my first question was, why are people at 9 o'clock at night on a Tuesday at Workman? You know, like so many people. It was a basketball game. Oh, okay. Also, okay, you're going to laugh at me. Candy, feel free to laugh at me for this.
Don't worry.
We had one of our kids needed some stuff that we got done at Workman, or at home, actually. We drive past there all the time, right there off of Lanier, right?
Yeah, it's right there. Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, Washington is over off of College, right?
Yes.
And in my brain, sometimes, you know how you just don't put something together until you really, either it clicks or you see it on a map the right way? I could never understand why this middle school had such a great football facility in its backyard. I'm like, why does a middle school need like a stadium and lights? And then one day, and I'm like, I'm driving past the library, and I turn left and go down past Washington. I'm like,
Oh. Ah, that makes more sense. How it's just, it's all, that's, you know, this is one of those rare times when we really built smart with schools, because we built all three levels of school all on one property, basically, with the elementary in the middle on the one side and the high school on the other side. And, you know, but it was, I mean, we must have lived here like 8 years before it clicked with me that those were all just in each other's backyards. So just telling you the truth about me.
I'm today years old, too. Sorry.
I
wish I could laugh at you about that. There's very few things that I have the upper hand on ever.
524 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody here says, that was something different anyway. Somebody says they're laughing. It did say the socialist sounded like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
Can't believe you read that on the air.
That's funny. David Wayne's in the newsroom. Oh, geez. I've been fighting capitalists online all day.
I was just texting TJ.
You know, I'm training to be a social activist, Napoleon. David Wayne's in the newsroom. No. I'm training to be a community organizer.
okay, and I'm out.
Sorry.
Mr. Wayne.
How am I expected to do news now? Come on now. Attorney General Merrick Garland is scheduled to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Garland's appearance comes as Judiciary and two other committees are both conducting investigations into President Biden and Hunter Biden as well. Mexico's biggest freight train company apparently won't be sending trains towards the U.S. border anymore. It's moved to keep migrants from hitching rides into the U.S. Ferromex says that they are halting service on 60 different trains that travel towards the border. This is because of recent deaths and injuries to migrants that were on trains and that type of thing. Ferromex said on a single train, there could be up to 1,000 people sneaking on to try to get across the border.
Wow.
And the Federal Reserve is expected to leave interest rates at current levels today when they issue their update. Fed watchers see the funds rate staying at the current range of 5.25% to 5.5%. Of course, they have raised interest rates 11 times since March of last year.
Yeah, no, a lot. And maybe we've reached the end of the jacks. The impact this is having on people's ability to buy housing is huge.
It is.
You just, you know, 2 years ago, obviously, you had super cheap rates and you could afford almost, I mean, you know, you could afford a lot. Now, so much of your payment is going to be chewed up by interest that you just can't afford as much home anymore. I mean, it's just impossible to afford the same, which is compounding the problem of prices continually going up. But the trade-off is that's what they've been doing to kind of try to put brakes on the economy and slow it down to, you know, get this inflation under control, which it has. I mean, inflation's ticked up a little bit the last month, but I think you have to give credit where credit's due. It has come back down dramatically since last summer. David Wayne, thanks so much for the update. 527 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival comes up Friday, September 29th. That is a week from Friday through Sunday, October 1st. Savor delicious seafood. Get the smells and the musical acts and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. There's all kinds of information on all the things that are going on downtown at newsradio923.com. We also have the Taste of Gulf Breeze. The 10th annual Taste of Gulf Breeze is Friday, October 6th. That's the following Friday, outside at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. And based on the fact that it's now only like 70 degrees outside at night, it might be a decent temperature in October, you know, 2 weeks away. 6 to 9, taste your way through 60 local food, drinks, all kinds of stuff. Golden Spatula Awards. Get your tickets at newsradio923.com. 528 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, what else do we have going on? I don't want to use this up too early, but this is something else. Remember I told you that the city council was having to pass this approval of the closure of a street? Remember, yes. I'd mentioned this, that it was kind of a weird one that the city council kind of joked about, like, why do we have to do this? Mm-hmm. Well, they did take up the issue. Charles Baer asked the question, this is to close down a section of Gregory that FDOT's going to do work on, okay? So why does the city have to approve a road closure for FDOT?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a question for the mayor, and I know this is a new wrinkle that we have to do. I mean, what if we didn't approve this? Could they not close the road? I mean...
Would you like me to tell you what I think? We'll look into that, but okay. I'm gonna take a unresearched opinion and say that
they'd still do it.
Yeah, okay. I would not like to speak for them, but
okay.
This is a procedure we've been asked to bring before you, so
okay.
We would appreciate.
I think it's a good thing.
So you know, what he wants to say is, it's FDOT. You think what we do matters? But he doesn't say that. And then it turns out there was a guy in the audience.
And so I didn't know somebody was here that could answer this question. So what if we voted no?
You can't answer the legal question.
Okay. I'll let you
it would. He said no, it probably would delay it, and we wouldn't have to use state roads.
Okay.
So that's the reason for the resolution, is because we're using city roads.
Okay.
That y'all just are in support of it and agreed to it.
Okay. I don't want to delay it, so thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Once again, you find the very unsurprising fact that the representative from FDOT does not have a sense of humor. And his job is to explain to you, well, the reason we need permission to use the city roads is because we're working on our roads, but it's helpful for us to be able to use your roads to access our roads, and we just wanted to have permission for it. And otherwise, we'd just have to drive on our roads to get to our roads, which we can do, but that would be less convenient and probably take more time and more expense. So really, it's very simple, and I don't know why you're laughing, because there's nothing funny about this. There is nothing funny about anything ever. So we are FDOT. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. House Republicans are divided on spending bills needed to avoid a partial government shutdown a week from Sunday. Five crossed over to block a defense spending bill from advancing.
We're going to keep voting. We're going to be here to get our work done.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has opposition to a plan to extend overall federal spending temporarily with some cuts. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says waiting this long was intentional.
And then under that time pressure and the fear of a shutdown, centralized power so that the lobbyists and the special interests who own Kevin McCarthy, who give him all the money, get to make the decisions.
Congressman Gaetz on Hannity on Fox. Temple University's acting president, Joanne Epps, dies 72 years old after falling ill and slumping over at a memorial service on campus in Philadelphia.
No one was more beloved at our university than Joanne was.
Temple's senior vice president, Ken Kaiser, says the university was unaware of any prior health issues. Epps took over as interim president in April, putting off a plan to retire. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531. News Radio 92.3, currently 70 degrees. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola this morning. The investigation continuing today after a shooting outside of Workman Middle School on Langley Avenue last night. PPD says that happened as a basketball game was happening inside the building. The school was locked down briefly. Officers responded to the scene. Ultimately, parents were told to pick their kids up at Washington High School. Later in the night. The investigation does continue today as investigators are still working to identify a suspect, and the man that was shot is expected to survive. The legal battle over the Escambia County School District's removal of books from school libraries continues. News Radio's Joe Ford with more.
On Monday, attorneys for the plaintiffs filed a 51-page document disputing the school board's arguments that the case should be dismissed. Five authors, the publishing company Random House, and seven parents originally filed the suit. In a motion last month, the district argues the board's decisions has not prohibited the author's ability to write, market, or sell their books. Meanwhile, the plaintiff's attorneys argue that the district's removals have disproportionately targeted books by or about people of color and or LGBTQ people, thereby violating the First Amendment and equal protection rights. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. State Representative Michelle Salzman will not be seeking to put term limits for county commissioners on the 2024 ballot. This is Salzman will instead be refiling that resolution as a general bill to move through the state legislature during the next session. A companion bill in the Senate will be filed by Senator Blaise Ingolia. Salzman says by not filing that as a ballot initiative, it'll save taxpayer money and it's not needed, as Floridians have been overwhelmingly supportive of term limits for several years. Well, safety is the name of the game in Gulf Breeze, the city now moving forward with installing permanent stop signs at five main intersections along their multi-use path. City Manager Sam Abel says it's part of the effort to rein in golf carts, scooters, and bikes from dangerously crossing the roads.
We do need to do more to make sure that right now, half of all of our golf carts are stopping. We need to make sure that other half know that if you enter that intersection and you don't stop, you literally are taking your life into your own hands.
Three of the stop signs will go along Fairpoint Drive at South Sunset, Bear Drive, and Navarre Street. Two others will be located along Shoreline Drive at Navarre and Bear Drive. The city will continue looking for other solutions as well, such as a public awareness campaign and possibly installing some rumble strips. It is 5:34. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Good Wednesday morning, another cool start, and another nice day on tap. Partly cloudy skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s, about average for this time of year. A little bit warmer maybe this morning compared to the last couple of mornings. That's because the humidity is back. We do have a small rain chance today. It sits at about 20%. We'll keep that 20% chance for rain on Thursday and Friday as well. So lows will continue in the lower 70s to upper 60s and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And right now we've got 70 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:37, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and also it's only like 70 degrees out, so enjoy the cool of the early morning. I don't know. Anyway, yesterday we had a chance to talk to Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as we always do on a Tuesday. Sheriff, welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Sheriff is far more dependable than my laptop, so that's fantastic.
That's not saying much, but...
Yeah, well, there's a low bar, sure, but no, you would exceed it in any place. That's right.
When you run again for sheriff, you should...
you can say that. Yeah. More reliable than Andrew's laptop. Yeah. That's a good tag. You guys put up another real estate sign, another drug house closed down.
Yeah, we have been doing this actually for a couple months, but we haven't really been putting it out on our social media. And now that we've been doing it recently, people have been catching on to it. And so we put a little sign up there. Only while we're there, Because we don't want them to tear up our signs, and we only have about four or five signs. So that's what we're putting up and saying, hey, for now, this drug house is closed. And our hope is that the neighbors will see it and understand that the complaints that they've been giving us and what they have been seeing has not escaped our notice, and that we are doing these drug busts. In fact, we've done a couple of them. We've done one on L Street, got some drugs and some guns and some people. We had a couple of traffic stops recently where we got some drugs and guns.
Kenmore Drive on 29, right? Just yesterday or the day before, pulled over a guy and had a gun and some paraphernalia and things in the car, right?
Yeah, a K-line alerted, and this guy was a convicted felon. He also possessed a firearm, which, as you and everyone should know, if you're a convicted felon, you shouldn't be in possession of weapons. You certainly shouldn't be in possession of drugs and stolen. The vehicle was stolen, I believe, too, and so we took care of that particular individual.
Right, very good. We also had, last Thursday, I think, and I hate to say it was in, I don't like bringing stores into it when it's not their fault, you know, brands into it when it's not their fault, but it did happen to be at the Publix parking lot. You found somebody deceased inside of a car, right?
And kind of unusual. Called us, and it was an individual in a car, obviously not responsive. We get there and find out there was a deceased individual, but there's no signs of foul play, and the medical examiner will do an autopsy to verify that. We have to make sure that we do a crime scene just in case, but in that particular situation, we have no reason to believe anything other than natural causes took place.
And that's something, you know, unfortunately, people pass away and they get discovered and, you know, they call the police or whatever, and you respond to this, and the ME comes and they look, and right?
We do, a dozen death investigations a day. We have a rather large. I mean, you think about it. We do some in a hospital. We do many in homes. We do some at hospice. The hospice one's a little quicker, you know, obviously, because there's usually a doctor that will sign a death certificate. So we just document the death, and then it'll go, usually they don't go to the medical examiner anyway. So those are pretty quick. But yeah, I would say we do probably, you know, 10, 12 a day.
Wow. That's just a part of the job I never thought much about. I mean, obviously, in a violence event where somebody gets killed, you think about that. But I just hadn't been thinking about how your deputies are encountering death on a routine basis. And not everyone every day, but you have enough deputies seeing these events that, you know, that's something they encounter routinely, right?
Well, yeah. And by and large, these are all natural causes.
Natural causes,
you know,
right, sure.
You know, typically, they're, you know, and I hope that they're, you know, 108 years old.
Right.
And that they've lived a full life. And mostly that's what it is. But we do have to document that, the death, even if it is not suspicious. And that's what took place at the, that's what seems to have taken place at the Publix.
We had a odd story out of Pine Forest High School, allegations of embezzling funds by the adults involved in the cheerleading team. Is that right? You guys were involved in this investigation?
Yeah, we get a call from the school district, and they say, hey, we got a complaint that some of the money that was collected on behalf of, I think, the Pine Forest junior cheerleaders or junior varsity cheerleaders, perhaps even freshman cheerleaders, some of that money did not get into the proper, what they felt like was the proper account. So they call us. We take a report. We are investigating it and working again with the school district. Whether we end up arresting someone or not, or whether the school district gets all their money back and decides they don't want to do that, press charges, we'll determine that as the investigation continues. But right now, we are looking into it because it was reported to us.
Right. Very good. Worst story of the week, by far, and I almost hate to talk about it, but as you and I have talked many times, sometimes you have to talk about the bad story so people can do something about it. And, you know, you guys went to a home and you found six kids living in what can only be described as atrocious conditions.
The only good thing about this, first of all, is that the kids were removed from the home, at least temporarily. I'm not sure where the kids are now. But the best thing, again, one of the best things in the story is that someone saw it and made an anonymous call to law enforcement. So when we're telling you the story, I want you to consider, if you know of some children that may be in a situation like this, to give us a call, give the authorities a call. We get the call that, again, anonymous, that someone should check on these children, and they were correct. Two of our deputies, as they approached the house, the windows were open. They could smell urine and feces from the window, coming from the window.
Oh, my God.
When they knock on the door, a teenage individual came to the door, and that was the babysitter. And then when we looked into the apartment, there was a soiled mattress right there in the living room where I guess kids had been sleeping. But on that mattress was feces and urine, and a toilet. There was, again, more feces and maggots, and there was rotten food and spoiled food, and there was no real food or no good food, no edible food that was left in the house. And these are kids. There's a babysitter, and then aside from the babysitter, there were kids ranging from 1 year old to 11 years old. And I've gone to child abuse cases before, and it sticks with you. It's difficult to just go lay down your head at night, that night, and decide, that I'm just going to put this out of my mind. Because all you think about is the sights that you've seen, and the maggots in this case, the kids, the poor kids, and what they have been living in. And you think about the smells, and you think about what's going to happen to those children today and tonight and tomorrow. It's a difficult thing, and what other kids are
out there?
Exactly.
And what other cases are like this that you don't know anything about? And the feeling like, you know, what you do for your own kids and you can't do for these other kids to protect them.
Well, you know, it's so sad. And again, we called DCF. DCF came and they decided, in my opinion, rightfully so, that the children do not need to be in these conditions 1 minute more. So they pulled them, and now what happens to the kids is out of the law enforcement purview. It's they'll probably talk to family, and obviously it's a good place to put the kids. Right. Kids feel comfortable with family, and hopefully the family has it has better living conditions and more food and that sort of thing. And if not, if they reach out, you know, and try to get some of the services that are available. But it's 2023, and children, our children, should not be living in conditions like this. No children should be living in conditions like that.
And just for perspective on this, the report I had, you correct me if I'm wrong, is that one child actually had to go to the intensive care unit.
Yes. One child had some drugs in their system.
No.
And so they were taken to the hospital, and then they were they were treated, as I understand. Hopefully that those children will be okay, and hopefully that this is a road that will lead them towards a better life.
Well, we've talked about this many times, but there are things that I know because I know cops, and the things that you guys see, endure, deal with. You know, I had a very good friend who was a detective in Phoenix who had to leave working on the child crimes unit because his own kids, and he just couldn't do it anymore. I don't know how you do it. I'm so glad that you do, and what the folks at Gulf Coast Kids House and, you know, Santa Rosa Kids House, what they do to so the lesson here is if you see something suspicious, say something.
Yeah, you can make an anonymous call. You can call Crime Stoppers. You can even call our dispatch without going through Crime Stoppers, and just say you don't want to be contacted, and we will go out and we will check the conditions as best we can of these children. Now, again, it doesn't mean that someone's not living up to your standards.
Right.
What it means is these are evident. And as you, and probably the smell would be coming from, you know, from the house, and perhaps even from the children themselves, and, you know, at school.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we get the calls from teachers, you know, who say, yeah, this child, someone needs to check on the situation at this home. And I wouldn't even begin to think how many lives were saved basically because of children, of teachers, you know, who
absolutely
know.
I mean, the mandatory
teacher,
reporting,
you know,
right?
What's right and what's wrong and what's odd. And you know, what's peculiar, and they know who to call.
Absolutely. And there, and the other side of this too is if you have the opportunity to foster, you know, to be a temporary safe place for kids, please do it, because we are way short of foster parents. Switching now a little bit to some good news is you had one of your colonels pass the FBI Academy, something that you've done that Captain... What is Andrew Hobbs' current?
Chief of Administration.
Thank you. Everybody's changing their titles all the time, and it's hard for me to keep it straight. I apologize.
Well,
but
we grow up, Andrew.
Yeah. why does my title stay the same?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to be a colonel. Anyway, so he completed the FBI Academy, right?
Yeah, he just got back. Yesterday was his first day. We kind of little...
David Ingram, by the way,
David
I did not
Ingram.
Say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. David Ingram left. This is a team week program the FBI puts on at Quantico. As you mentioned, I won't tell right now when I went to it, but it's over 20 years ago,
previously.
In my younger days. I went, my chief Leiter has gone to it, Chief Hobbs has gone to it, now David Ingram, making four of the employees at the Sheriff's Office graduates of the FBI National Academy. I went when I was at the police department, and so did Tommy, but David and and Andy went now. So it's just a great opportunity for them to get out there and share ideas with agencies, not just in the United States, but also throughout the country. I think he had over 20 foreign students, mm-hmm. and it's just amazing to kind of hear some of their perspectives on law enforcement. And nowadays, it's interesting to hear the perspectives of the other international students from California. Yeah, those ones.
The foreign country of California.
Yeah, and some from Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah, right. The last thing is you have a cool event coming up, that Battle of Pensacola, the giant kickball tournament, right?
I think it's a we have that coming up.
That's right.
October 21st.
Done.
It's the second Battle of Pensacola. It will be held again October 21st. It's going to be in the morning. So if you're really a big college football fan, and I am, we'll start at 8 o'clock. First pitch is probably at 9 o'clock. We'll play till about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and it is a
which
fun,
is about as much as any of us can handle.
Yeah, because then the muscles get old.
Yeah, that's about two or three times the lineup, and we're done.
So it's the second annual kickball tournament.
Yeah, we had.
So
last
who won
year.
The first one?
Well, that's a great question. The team
Thank
that
you.
I was on seemed to have won that.
Oh,
that would
okay.
be the
was that your team,
that would
Andrew?
Be the cops and the politicians let's just say developed a reputation for working outside of the rules.
Well, we call it Team Trustworthy.
That's
who it was.
You're right.
You can call it Team Trustworthy, but I was there and I know what happened. So are
well,
we going to have
how here's your chance? We have not selected the teams yet.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to categorize all community and government together. So it's going to be a mix of these, and then we will draw. We'll have two team captains. We'll draw Team A and Team B.
Okay,
say.
All right.
And so we don't know who's going to be on what team.
I got you. Just
so
let,
if you're lucky,
let,
you'll
let's
be
just
on,
all play by the rules.
Can I volunteer as tribute?
you're certainly volunteer. But we do want people.
But last
to come
year,
out.
This is great.
Free.
This is so much fun. Last year,
it's
we
free,
had
right.
all politicians and law enforcement and the Air Force and
Government,
Navy folks.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
so much
and
fun.
And the fodder it created for years. After.
Yeah, and fodder for resentment. And it is the one point of deep seated fighting contention between myself and Jared Moore. You know, so it's just gonna. Yeah, it'll be okay. As long as y'all let me have another in the park home run.
Are you saying we let you have the first one?
Nope. Nope.
I can play it back. I got it. Yeah.
But we did see a lot of high kicking.
Yeah. Hey, we're not the greatest. This is not
this is a Wahoo
this is
Stadium.
Not for ringers. It's at Wahoo Stadium.
Yeah.
It's free. The weather should be nice. Come on out there and watch. You know, your favorite or your not so
less
favorite.
Yeah.
Individual get out there and make a fool of themselves. But it's we call it semi competitive because we'll keep score. But I mean, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme.
It matters to those of us who lost.
It's just an opportunity. Yeah. It's an opportunity for the community to come out. There was food last year. Just come out and help make fun of the people that you hear about and read about and listen to.
Oh, it's a great. It's a lot of fun. I'm glad you guys put
this on. What's the date on this?
October 21st.
Yeah. All right. 8 o'clock. First pitch is at 9 o'clock. So get there about between 8 and 9, and you can heckle if you'd like. You can do.
Oh, heckling is definitely encouraged. Yeah, absolutely.
Come and heckle.
So you won't arrest me for heckling.
We will not. Nothing illegal about heckling, unless it's the second degree heckling. Those are bad.
Oh yeah,
I'll look
right.
that up
with
the
aggravating factors.
Line.
Yeah. Sheriff Jim Simmons, as always, a pleasure, sir. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. And as you can hear, it is a good time. We do have a lot of fun at this event. Did last year.
Sounds
for sure.
Like it.
Man, you know, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home and trying to figure out all of that, you want good advice, you want somebody who'll just sit down with you and chat about it and answer your questions and, you know, I would say there's no pressure for you to become a client, but I mean, it's like, it's beyond that. She is there just to answer questions and talk with you. Christina likes that. She enjoys that. She likes meeting people. And her attitude is, hey, if you guys become a client, that's great. And if you don't, that's great. And if you make a referral for me, that's great. And if you don't make a referral, that's great. And if you become a client in 5 years, that's great. If not, she just likes talking about real estate and giving people advice and helping them. And, you know, the level of help that she and her whole team at Levin Rinke Realty provide is amazing. Like, there was this one review I was reading the other day about, you know, this woman who had her seller home. It took 4 days, you know, so it was a very slow process. And then she was moving out of town. Well, when she had moved, there was some issue with the storm shutters and the new buyer or something, and Christina just worked on it and got it solved for her. Because she does that. Like, she just takes care of whatever it is. So, you know, you have this great confidence of knowing that you're going to have everything taken care of and fantastic service from Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
The I-10 Wire Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. The Southeast Premier Cybersecurity Conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes AFCEA TechNet Cyber Coast Track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More news, more talk with Mark Lee Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is the AK-47 assault rifle, the preferred weapon of your enemy, and it makes a distinctive sound when fired at you, so remember it.
Informer.
Good morning, 5:55, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy is sitting over there pushing the buttons and laughing periodically.
Yes.
Which is my favorite part of the show.
What's
that? No, it is.
No.
And then David Wayne is in the newsroom also pushing buttons and laughing periodically. Not quite the same way, but it's okay. David has our headlines, sir.
That I do. Republican governors who signed state laws restricting abortions are speaking against former President Donald Trump. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Trump said that Florida's six-week abortion ban was a terrible thing. On social media Tuesday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds wrote that it's never a terrible thing to protect innocent life. Governors DeSantis of Florida and Brian Kemp of Georgia agreed with Reynolds. Okay.
Yeah, this is... I told you on Monday, and we report on this, I told you on Tuesday that this is becoming a thing for him, and then you're seeing more and more pro-lifers come out and say, what in the actual, you know, like,
right.
This is really, well, I did have one person say he's positioning himself to the middle in case he needs to run as a third party candidate. I'm like, that would be.
I couldn't see that happening, I don't
know. No, because there's no way Donald Trump can consider the possibility that he wouldn't win the primary nomination.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make sense. Maybe he's trying to position himself to the middle to appeal to people in the general, but does he think he can appeal to people in the general outside of the, I mean, anyway, but you know, whatever. So go ahead, David.
SpaceX has broken its own record in reusing booster rockets, a Falcon 9 that they blasted off last night carrying some Starlink satellites. It was carrying 22 Starlink satellites. It came back to Earth. It was the 17th liftoff for that first stage rocket. So making strides in how many times they can reuse those. And well, here's some good news.
They could be the heroes and save the Huntsville rocket.
You think so?
Or at least pay to have it restored. I mean, that they could really be heroes if they did something like that. Yeah, go ahead.
You hate to see a piece of history like that being torn down.
Something cool that you love seeing, an iconic landmark, yeah.
Absolutely. And contract talks between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios are scheduled to resume again today. Of course, they've been on strike since, what, August 22nd?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It's been quite a while. We still haven't seen the consequences of the strike because there's always the production pipeline lag, right? But
right.
Oh, there will be there will be a lot of reality / talk / you know, sports.
Wait,
shows
you're
for a while.
Saying reality shows are scripted too?
No, they're separate.
Oh.
They're not covered under the same contract, so you can have reality shows. That's why you have like The Bachelor and Golden Paradise or whatever, and America's Got Talent and all that. I think you're going to see a lot of reality shows this fall is my guess, but we'll see. Actually, I guess we're in the fall, aren't we? Anyway, David, thanks so much for the update. All right, Candy, you ready? This is a 5 o'clock hour story.
Oh, cool.
At least my brain makes it one. Subway, you know the sandwich shop?
I do.
Subway operates in Pakistan, did you know?
I didn't know that.
And they are trying a new thing in Pakistan where they are releasing for sale a new mini sub. You know, so they have the
long 12-inch, the 6-inch,
and then they have now in Pakistan because of poverty slash inflation and an effort to get like the budget person, 3-inch subs.
They have those here too. They have minis.
We have 3-inch subs?
Yeah, they have little tiny ones. They're on a bun, I think, right?
But I think that's more like a round. It's not like
okay.
a sub.
So now they're doing half a foot long.
Yeah, a quarter of a foot long. That's right.
Okay.
I do feel like the jokes here.
What?
Well, I mean, you know, if you take a date to the Subway and a 3 inches. Even I don't feel like I can make these jokes. One person on social media said, you know, some people will still say it's 6 inches.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WM.